Welcome to CCK Live. Today we are discussing the issue of unaccredited claims individuals charging veterans and their families illegal fees to file VA claims, obtain medical evidence, and more. A lot has happened in the past few weeks, so let's get started. On September 14, 2023, a group of 31 members of Congress sent a letter to VA Secretary McDonough addressing the increase in unaccredited individuals profiting off of veterans. The problem has worsened since the passage of the PACT Act. The letter explains that there were more than 150,000 FTC complaints of fraud and illegal business practices relating to veterans and their benefits in 2022 alone. This resulted in over $414 million in damages, which was an increase of more than 50% from the prior year. In response to these complaints, lawmakers asked VA to explain what enforcement tools it has to prevent these unaccredited and unqualified individuals from preying on veterans. In terms of existing protections, VA testified during an April 2022 congressional hearing that while it has oversight over non-accredited individuals, it lacks the enforcement authority necessary to protect veterans' benefits. For example, VA reported that the only redress against unaccredited individuals and companies is to send a cease and desist letter informing them that they are in violation of VA statutes. VA can also refer the case to state law enforcement. VA has pushed for reinstatement of criminal penalties against unaccredited individuals in their last five legislative proposals, but efforts to reinstate these penalties have stalled in Congress. This could soon change, as the same bipartisan group of lawmakers who wrote this letter have also co-sponsored the Guard VA Benefits Act to reinstate criminal penalties. The lawmakers' letter asked VA to respond to 14 questions by October 30, 2023. These questions and the entire letter are found on our website.
4 days following this congressional letter, the VA Office of the Inspector General issued a fraud alert related to disability benefits questionnaires, or DBQ forms. The OIG letter warned that unaccredited representatives are attempting to charge veterans for getting their DBQ forms completed by a physician and then filing an initial claim. All veterans should know that when filing an initial claim, free assistance is provided by veteran service organizations like DAV, law school veterans clinics, and other accredited individuals. Finally, on September 22nd, VA held a press conference where VA expressed its support for the previously mentioned Guard VA Act, noting that it has observed a swell of these companies emerging, with some charging up to 6 times what the veteran would receive in benefits. At the press event, VA also announced ways veterans can protect themselves from fraud. Veterans should use the OGC accreditation search before signing any contracts or providing personal information to a potential representative. This database includes individuals who are legally allowed and qualified to help with your VA benefits case. These individuals are also bound by legal and ethical rules monitored by VA. Additionally, VA announced that it has launched a tool on its website to protect veterans from these bad actors. Please see the description below for more information. CCK will continue to provide updates as this situation evolves. We echo VA's suggestions of checking OGC's accreditation search to best protect yourself from these illegal actors. Stay vigilant out there, and thank you for watching.